It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Belton? Belton, are you there?
I'm here.
Can you recognize that music, Belton?
Oh, hey, that made me happy, Evan.
We got the fight song for Ole Miss, but oh, what a tough game last night, Belton.
That was very tough. Miami, give them credit. They did what they had to do to win, and, you know, Ole Miss, I think if we had been better on the, third down defensively, we probably could have gotten the game. But great game, great year for the Rebels, and hey, look forward to next year, man.
Yeah, there's always next year. But I found myself this year on board. I mean, I obviously don't have the ties to Ole Miss, you do, but with the whole Lane Kiffin thing, with him leaving partway through the season, I actually found myself cheering for your team because I'm like, I want them to win just to prove this point. So I was sad last night when it didn't come through.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Evan, the week before Ole Miss beat Georgia or whatnot, right? So, I'm going to tell you, the fans here in Saskatchewan and Regina, they're amazing. I go into the skating rink or cooperators. I'm getting high fives from people like, Bell, your team did it, Ole Miss. And I got people honking at me as I'm driving down Lou Van. Like,
and that's not just because you're a bad driver.
No.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that the Saskatchewan hospitality is treating you well with this, too. Let's talk NFL for a second. First of all, before we even get into the playoffs, there's some storylines playing out. Dolphins just fired their head coach. Tua's not happy. There's unrest in Miami. Did I lose you, Belton?
I'm here, Evan.
Oh, sorry.
You lost it there a little bit, though.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, I just say the Dolphins, the latest team to fire their head coach. Tua's not happy down there. So a little bit of unrest in Miami.
Oh, there is some unrest. And, you know, the Dolphins were a team that looked so promising a few years ago, right? I remember the one game they scored, 70 points against the Broncos there. And just the offensive firepower and now nothing.
they've taken
the coach. And I don't know how they're going to rebound, to be honest with you, but a team that looks so promising, things have dissipated so quickly, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about a couple of the matchups this weekend. So Packers and Bears, so a divisional playoff game. Micah Parsons being gone could be a factor. The Bears have been flying lately. What do you think here?
Well, I'm going with the Packers in that game, and it's just, with the Bears, they are very reliant on turnovers, from their defense, taking the ball away. I just think with the Packers, they have the ground game and Jacobs, the running back. And I think Love, he's been off for a couple weeks. I think he's going to be refreshed, rejuvenated. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm going with the Packers in that one, Evan.
49ers, Eagles, gosh, I don't even know. I think in my heart I'd like to see the 49ers win. I love their young quarterback, but this is going to be a tough game.
It's going to be a very tough one because of all the games, I think this is probably the most evenly matched. I was talking to Greg Morgan this morning. I think I could flip a coin, like, whoever lands on tail, that's what I'm taking, right?
Yeah.
And the 49ers, I am gonna pick the 49ers. I don't know. I love Christian McCaffrey and what he does offensively for the Niners there.
Mm-hmm. What about Chargers-Patriots? I got Chargers fans in my family, so I know they're cheering for the Chargers, but what do you think?
I'm cheering for the Chargers in that one as well. And the only reason, Evan, I look at the Patriots and, Drake May and the Patriots, Drake May, the quarterback, that is yet playing at an MVP level, right? And they had a great regular season record at 14-3, but I felt like it was a soft schedule, right? I felt like they played a lot of weak teams there. And I think, they only got two wins versus playoff teams overall here. So I'm going with the Chargers with the experience from the head coach and the quarterback there for the Chargers, Herbert. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an interesting one. Hey, have we missed something that you got your eye on? Any of the games that you're interested in that we haven't talked about?
The one that I'm the most intrigued with is probably the Buffalo Bills and the Jaguars. And, you know, again, I've been looking at all the stats and everything. The Jaguars, they've won, what, five wins versus mm-hmm. playoff teams, right? And the Bills, they have a bad road record, but guess who they have? Superman, Josh Allen. So I'm picking the Bills.
Are you really? They're the lower seed going into the game.
I know, Evan, but it's something about Josh Allen. If you got a Josh Allen on your team, man, he can make magic happen.
Okay. Hey, very quickly, let's just talk about the Riders for a second. This whole move, Micah Johnson deciding to retire from playing and become a defensive line coach, this has got to be good for the club.
It's great for the club. You know, a guy like Micah Johnson, you know, he's a leader first and foremost, you know, that D-line last year, so with him moving up to the coaching ranks there, I think the players, you know, they have a lot of respect for him, and I think they're going to work their butts off for him. He's been a guy who's been in the trenches. He knows how they feel, you know, what they're thinking. I think it bodes very well, and we know the Riders head coach, Coach Mace there, right? He's a defensive guy. You got Micah, like, yep. I'm looking for this defense to be. If you thought they were good this year,
yeah,
watch out.
That's a great point, Belton. Okay, Belton Johnson, it's eating time. That's what we call this segment. It is eating time. What do you got for us today?
Today we have beer and garlic beef pot roast for you, Evan.
Sounds good.
So the first thing we want to do is, you know, again, get a beef roast there. Make sure it's, you know, nice and dry. And what we want to do is, you know, put some slits all over the pot roast using a paring knife. And the reason we're going to put slits there, Evan, do you like garlic by chance?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm born and raised in Saskatchewan. Of course I like garlic.
So although we're going to put small slits all over the pot roast, and we're going to insert garlic cloves in those slits and everything, right? Okay. So. Okay. And once we got that done, we're going to rub the roast all over with some salt, pepper. I like to use grainy mustard or Dijon mustard I use as well on this. And we're going to cover every
nook and cranny, Belton.
There we go, Evan. So, and once we got that all covered and seasoned, we got the garlic cloves inserted. Next thing we're going to do is just move it over and put it into a crock pot. So once we got the beef roast into the crock pot, we're going to crack open a can of Guinness beer, Evan.
Ooh, you got me now.
So we're going to cover and cook that on low for about 6 to 8 hours or until that roast is fork tender. Are you still there with
me? I'm here. I'm right here, buddy.
All right. So once we got that cooking low and slow for, you know, about those 8 hours or so, we're going to remove the roast from the crock pot to the cutting board. And I like to cover it with tin and everything just to keep it warm. But, Evan, remember all the liquids and everything that's built up in the crock pot there?
Yep.
We're going to pour that liquid from the crock pot into a saucepan, and we're going to cook it on high there so it can be just reduced there a bit. And once we got the sauce reduced, we want to stir in a cornstarch slurry. Do you know what that is?
Remember you talking about this before. Yep.
We're just going to mix a bit of cold water and cornstarch and slowly pour that into that sauce that we got on the stove.
You want to thicken it up. That's what you're doing, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to make it stick to the bones here, Evan. So we're going to boil it so it thickens and everything. Once we got the sauce made, the meat's already done there, Evan. We're going to slice the meat, the pot roast there, and serve some of that sauce. And I hope you got the mashed potatoes and some glazed carrots. Guess what, Evan?
What, Belton?
It's eating time.
Yes, it's eating time. I love it. Do you like Guinness, by the way, like to drink the beer? Do you like Guinness?
I do, Evan. I like it. I don't think ill of it or anything, but it's really good when you're cooking and everything. The flavors, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's just... especially when you're dicking that sauce down, that gravy.
Yeah.
Oh, man, look
yeah.
out.
Well, I'm a big Guinness fan, so that when you said that, you got my attention right away. I like it. Will you throw this up on social media?
Absolutely. Okay. We'll get it.
Oh, by the way,
social media there.
I got a text from Dave saying, right off the start, Belton said, make sure you've got a dry roast. Why did he say that? He's asking.
Well, I like to just have it patted dry and everything, right, just to get some of the wetness off. And for me, it's just when you're putting the slits or with the paring knife and everything, it's just the garlic seems to go in a little bit better.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, well, thanks for answering the texter's question. And thanks, as always, for joining us with It's Eating Time. Great to chat with you, Belton.
Have a good one there, Evan.
Have a good weekend. You bet. Belton Johnson, and It's Eating Time here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.